I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of them.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum.
And
what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, November 16th, 2022 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And, you know, I usually say it is a wild and dystopic ride, but truly it is getting squirrely. We can see, you know, it's difficult, I think, for Americans in particular, because we don't have the historical backdrop that really all of the rest of the world has. We have this short, sort of truncated historical perspective. It's rooted in basically a fairy tale of American exceptionalism, and it has been, you know, that whole concept, I think, has been weaponized very effectively to manipulate us. And, you know, I mean, we could go back to the very beginning. You know, the Illuminized American first French Revolution and that kind of stuff. It's very challenging, but you know, old America, bad guys are trying to sunset that. I would say actually it's the devil who's doing that, who's ultimately in charge of central planning. Who's in charge of central planning? If we really think it through, I mean, think about it, you know. You have organizations like ICLEI, for example, operating in everyone's backyard and talking about central planning. Where is the central planning coming from? If it's a central plan, you know, if it's central planning, then isn't there a center? Or is that just, am I just talking crazy now? I don't think so. So, you know, it's interesting that I think if we really were I don't know. if we were, it, you know, we're just always behind the curve, you know, catching up, playing catch up. And if we were more, I guess, sober-minded, for lack of a better way to put it, then we, I think we could head this thing off at the pass. I really do. I've read from, I read an excerpt from Isabel Patterson's The God of the Machine recently. In fact, I read, I would say, an extended excerpt of Chapter 20, Humanitarian with the Guillotine. And I think she, among others, sort of categorizes that sentiment pretty well when you talk about, you know, right at the beginning of the 20th chapter, the Humanitarian with the Guillotine, she writes, most of the harm in the world is done by good people and not by accident, lapse, or omission. It is the result of their deliberate actions, long persevered in, which they hold to be motivated by high ideals toward virtuous ends. And this is an interesting thing. You know, worldview is very important. I finally understand, you know, as I've been saying lately, it's very, very simple. The communists and the socialists are just misguided Christians. They don't know it. Yeah, those egalitarian ends are noble, but without God, you are a humanitarian with a guillotine. That's the short version of that story. So, you know, and the reason, it's a very strange thing, but, you know, we, it just proves, you know, that, like the Bible says, that apart from God, we can do nothing, you know, nothing good. There's, you know, nothing good in man that, you know, he, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I mean, pick a passage sort of speaks to it. It sounds hyperbolic. And you can see how, you know, the tendency is toward evil. Why are we not using our gifts, talents, and abilities to lift and build one another up? It's a strange thing. You know, and so everyone's in tow. Anyway, to finish the excerpt, high ideals toward virtuous ends. This is demonstrably true, nor could it occur otherwise. That, you know, most of the harm in the world is done by good people. The percentage of positively malignant, vicious, or depraved persons is necessarily small, for no species could survive if its members were habitually and consciously bent upon injuring one another. Well, Elon Musk says, you know, we haven't just reached peak baby, we've reached, you know, the extinction level moment. Just going to take a minute for, you know, time to catch up. And I think that's really interesting. I don't mean to, you know, keep taking parenthetical asides, but this is, it's fascinating stuff. I have speculated for a few years now that that's basically what you see in Romans 11:25. That's Acts. That's not Romans. That's Romans. So it's an interesting back and forth. It's an interesting who's who in the zoo. And this is, I think this sort of, I wanted to take a moment and talk about the subject from yesterday's broadcast raised by Lark, the Luke, Jew or Gentile. This is a provocative thing, I think, that sort of dovetails with everything else that I've been talking about lately. And I really do think that's the center of the battle. Before I get too much further down the road, though, I would be remiss, obviously, if I did not mention there is a book drive. So perhaps you've heard the John Stadmiller book drive. RBN is conducting an ongoing book drive that began November 7th, will continue through January 8th. Donation of $100 or more will provide the donor an opportunity to receive a book previously owned by John Stadmiller. More information is on our website, and you can find it in the banners, scrolling in the banners. The scrolling banners, that is. Not to make you work. Not saying, scroll through the banner. It's in the scrolling banners. Hopefully that makes sense. I mentioned last week's winners previously. I don't think I need to do that again. So congratulations to them. I don't know about you, but on a network like this, I feel uncomfortable doing that. I don't want to just, by habit, I don't want to mention people by name because I would say for two reasons. One, I think maybe it makes people feel uncomfortable in some cases for whatever reason. Maybe humility, maybe other reasons, not because of what CNN would tell us or whatever, but not because someone has something to hide so they have something to fear or any of that kind of nonsense, but for other more noble reasons, I would say. So I'm just going to say, I already mentioned those folks. This week's book is Seeds of Fire, China and the Story Behind the Attack on America by Gordon Thomas, published back in 2001. Your help is greatly appreciated. This network is listener supported. Obviously, we don't have a big Ford Foundation grant that underwrites the... You can kind of see that by the duct tape and baling wire that keeps this... Not really, but, I think it's much more impressive personally than that. There are dedicated folks behind the scenes who... I don't know. I can't speak for anybody but myself, but I would hazard a guess that ain't nobody getting rich on this operation, if you know what I mean. Other than, hopefully all of us in the information that is shared and exchanged, because we all benefit. I believe wholeheartedly that I have benefited as a host from having the opportunity to interact with guests. However, I consider the listeners who call in guests of a fashion, if you know what I mean. So that's kind of what I mean by that. And, however abysmal I am at follow-up from time to time, still, I feel like I benefited. Anyway, moving on, back to Romans 11. There's this mystery, and this, again, this dovetails well with what's coming, but Paul says in verse 24, "For if you were cut off from what is by nature a wild olive tree and were grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these who are the natural branches be grafted into their own olive tree?" And that's, an analogy to something that's going on. What the heck is he talking about? Well, he says in the next passage, "For I do not want you, brethren, to be uninformed or ignorant of this mystery, so that you will not be wise in your own estimation." here's what's going on, really. You can speculate all you want. This is what's going on. That a partial hardening has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. That's it. That's a really interesting. That's a fascinating turn of phrase, in my opinion, for a number of reasons. And for starters, you know, thinking about it for about the last 15 years, it kind of sounds like an arc moment to me. Until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. I mean, it sounds like an arc. So, is there a moment where the last one comes into the ark and then the door is shut and that's it? Something happens? It seems like it. It's also fascinating because what about the fullness of the natural branch that was just mentioned in the previous verse? Fullness of the Gentiles has come in. What about the fullness of the natural branch? That's an interesting question that I don't hear anyone asking. And does that dovetail with other things somewhere? Passages? That's interesting. I don't know. I haven't really explored that. No, I haven't explored that at all. Not really. And so, you know, things like that are provocative. So anyway, Romans 11:25, until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in, you know, is it who's who in the zoo? Is it Romans 2 and Romans 9 kind of thing? I don't know. But what I do know is that this sounds like an arc moment, and it sounds kind of like what Elon Musk said. It sounds kind of like what guys like Francis Fukuyama wrote in Our Post-Human Future, Consequences of the Biotechnology Revolution. I think it's fascinating when people, like Whitney Webb, for example, she's extremely well-researched, and has she not read Fukuyama? Because he was, I mean, if you're to talk the new eugenics, he's the guy that asks the goofy questions that don't really sound like real questions. Is it... No, I forget where it is. I lost my place mark. Anyway. Yeah. I mean, part one, Pathways to the Future, chapter one, A Tale of Two Dystopias. Talk about a bifurcation nightmare. Huxley or Orwell? And you know, you open with the cultural Marxist guys that, you know, it's like Marx 2.0, Martin Heidegger, the question concerning technology, the threat to man does not come in the first instance from the potentially lethal machines and apparatus of technology. The actual threat has always afflicted man in his essence. The rule of enframing Gestell threatens man with the possibility that it could be denied to him to enter into a more original revealing and hence to experience the call of a more primal truth. So anyway, it's Fukuyama who says that eugenics was terrible. We don't have that anymore, thankfully. Now we have the kinder, gentler eugenics that could possibly, you know, give the possibility of doing all these wonderful things. You know, the kinder, gentler eugenics is, well, I'll find it and read it when we come back. Stick around.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free.
Welcome back.
You know how I feel.
I don't know why, but I always feel like that's pretty darn well, almost perfectly timed every time. Chapter 5 of Fukuyama's Our Posthuman Future is titled Genetic Engineering. And then in the next chapter, which I have quoted many times, Chapter 6, is titled Why We Should Worry. And it's interesting because his reasons for worrying are not the reasons that I would give, I think, or that any of the rest of us would give. They're really not reasons at all. These are sort of minor technicalities. It's very, I think it's, you know, bizarre. Anyway, he opens quoting Aldous Huxley, Brave New World. Take ectogenetics. Pfizer and Kawaguchi had got the whole technique worked out, but would the governments look at it? No. There was something called Christianity. Women were forced to go on being viviparous, which is an interesting word. There was something called Christianity. See how that works? So in chapter 6, why we should worry, Fukuyama writes, genetic engineering puts eugenics squarely back on the table, but it is clear that any future approach to eugenics will be very different from the historical varieties, at least in the developed West. The reason, well, again, objections that are not objections. So skipping ahead, he writes, second objection to eugenics, that it was state-sponsored, is not likely to carry much weight in the future. Yeah, because it's we live in a public-private partnership. Yay! Happy fascism. No, it's liberal fascism. Jonah Goldberg's book. Because few modern societies are likely to want to go back, blah, 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 blah. The kinder, gentler eugenics that is just over the horizon, this is 2002, will then be a matter of individual choice on the part of the parents, not something that a coercive state forces on its citizens. In the words of one commentator, the old eugenics would have required a continual selection for breeding of the fit and a culling of the unfit. The new eugenics would permit in principle, and I just love that turn of phrase, would permit in principle the conversion of all the unfit to the highest genetic level. But somehow I feel like I hear the Sean Parkers snickering that, you know, it won't be the unwashed masses. It won't be the conversion of all the unfit. It'll be the billionaires, as he has said. You know, I can afford to do this kind of stuff. You can't. Well, unfortunately, the joke is on those kinds of folks, because the devil's gift is just that. It's an oxymoron. It never pays off. How can you say that? Well, look at all the people who have participated in cryogenics. To what end? I've left so much on the cutting room floor lately. That reminds me of a bit, you know, Walt Disney. Maybe I can dig that up. Anyway, before we go out, the point that I was getting to in all of this with Isabel Patterson's God of the Machine, chapter 20, is that, as she says next, destruction is so easy that even a minority of persistently evil persistently evil intent would shortly exterminate the unsuspecting majority of well-disposed persons. And I feel like that's exactly what we're experiencing these days. It could be, you know, as I mentioned from the last week's you know, book drawing, Texmar's Circle of Intrigue. Texmar says, you know, 10 people. It could very well be. Who would stop it? Especially if we're all asleep at the wheel and our survival instinct, so to speak, has been socially engineered out of us. Destruction is so easy that even a minority of persistently evil intent could shortly exterminate the unsuspecting majority of well-disposed persons. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps, ready to race to you. These days are ours.
Happy days.
These days are ours. Share them with me. These days are ours.
Happy days.
These days are ours.
Welcome back. All right. Let's get this show on the road, shall we? I want to get to this. Well, speaking of the Walt Disney thing, the reason that I said over the last, well, really throughout this week, that the there are three things that go together, I think, are worth reading. There's some interesting stuff floating around. Speaking of Julian Huxley talking about, you know, making the unthinkable thinkable, which, you know, to me reminds me of Genesis 11, but really Genesis 6, and really specifically Genesis 6:5. How can we make those kinds of atrocities? You know, in Genesis 6:5, it sounds hyperbolic, you know, that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. I mean, my goodness, that sounds hyperbolic, but I don't think we're far away from that. So there is this concept of the plausible impossible, and I had a few links. I need to publish this so that, you know, I'm not just talking about it and you can actually see what I'm talking about. But I mean, there's suspension of disbelief, obviously, and then there's this concept known as the plausible impossible. And, you know, this gets, again, you know, this with suspension of disbelief, I mean, is it a bad thing in all cases? Well, not necessarily, I guess, but why does it always seem to get bent into nefarious ends? Why are the storytellers always used to beguile and manipulate people? Ultimately, it always seems to come to that. I think we were groomed on, you know, some things that, like with everything, you know, the first wave is, hey, we come in peace. We want to help you raise your kids and all that kind of stuff. And then, again, by degrees, suddenly you realize, no, not trying to help raise kids, trying to manipulate, socially engineer, cybernetically alter and control, and et cetera, et cetera. So The Plausible Impossible is an episode of the Disneyland television program. And I think it is a program, originally broadcast October 31, Halloween. I guess it was, you know, it was a Christian thing. October 31, 1956, Walt Disney explains how drawings and animation make things that are impossible seem plausible. It's interesting. ABC, let's see, the Disney Archives, D23, I'm trying to load a page. It doesn't want to load for some reason. You can find this over at the Disney Archives, Walt Disney Archives. This day in Disney, ABC airs the Disneyland TV show, The Plausible Impossible. So from the description, Alice in Wonderland, we know that Mr. Lutwidge Dodson, a.k.a. Lewis Carroll, was, I would call him apostate. You know, an apostate theosophist masquerading as someone telling harmless little children's stories. Nothing could be further from the truth. In Alice in Wonderland, a doorknob tells Alice she's too large to go through the small door. It's simply impassable. She asks, "You mean impossible?" "No," he replies, "impassable. Nothing's impossible." But actually, doesn't that remind you of Jesus saying, you know, easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle? And the response is, well, then who can be saved? Jesus says, with man it is impossible. With God, all things are possible. So there's a qualifier in there, and conveniently it's left out. Interesting how that happens. Continuing from the description, though, it reads, Walt Disney believed that nothing's impossible. And on this day in 1956, on the Disneyland TV series, he set out to prove that. As Disney legend Blaine Gibson remembered many years later, quote, "Walt's whole aim seemed to be away from slapstick, but into believability." Believability. That doesn't mean it had to be real. It had to be believable. So, I think that's interesting. Had to be believable. The plausible impossible. So, on that note, I suppose getting to approaching yesterday's discussion. You know, I mentioned the quote that has been attributed to Chris Hedges and many others. Barry Popick unpacked this 10 years ago, September 5, 2013. You can find it at barrypopick.com. The Big Apple. We now live in a nation where doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, etc., etc. But there is a little ditty in here that I think. So the numerous citations are mentioned. Including Reverend Dr. Michael Elner of Heal Network, cited in print in 1997. Speaking of AIDS. But there are several citations speaking of Alice, David Icke, Alice in Wonderland, and the World Trade Center disaster, why the official story of 9/11 is a monumental lie, in which on page 452, this is published back in 2002, David Icke wrote, "Everything is backwards, everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, etc." Quoting Michael Elner. And this, I think, is interesting. From Crash Gordon and the Mysteries of Kingsburg by Derek Swanson, published in 2007, I think it's funny. The preface, page 415, then consider the words of another hypnotist, one of the good ones, this time a guy named Michael Elner, end the quote. I think what's most interesting, speaking of the, you know, believability factor, had to be believable, the hypnotic, you know, trance, basically the siren song, is to get everyone to buy into this nonsense. And I, you know, again, I feel like we go through waves, but people just can't back away from the tractor beam of the hopelessness and the despair. You know what? We choose. Ultimately, there are choices that we make that are very real, that contribute to the shenanigans. And again, I think there's a reality to Isabel Patterson's point in chapter 20, The Humanitarian with the Guillotine. Destruction is so easy that even a minority of persistently evil intent could shortly exterminate the unsuspecting majority of well-disposed persons. What is the X factor, though, that prevents that? And I would say that the single most powerful thing available to man on earth is prayer. That's my conjecture. And yet, it's the one thing that is discouraged and dissuaded by every means possible, whether it's entertainment or, you know, the urgency of the moment or the necessity of the moment or whatever, whatever. This is the one thing that we seem least inclined to and least encouraged to. And I think there's a reason for that. I've mentioned, you know, Huxley, for example, and Fukuyama quotes him. There is this thing, you know, Christianity, and but, you know, he's not, that's just, you know, that's just Brave New World, right? But I have oft quoted Jeffrey Steinberg's article from Cybernetics to Littleton, Techniques of Mind Control, which I think is fantastic. Everyone should read it, in which you know, Timothy Leary intimates the same thing. The authoritarian personality, Huxley's concentration camp of the mind, all this kind of stuff. And so, you know, Steinberg quotes Leary in flashback, who says, you know, quoting Huxley, these brain drugs will be available, will bring about vast changes in society. This will happen without, with or without you or me. All we can do is spread the word, the obstacle. And so, you know, again, you think of the counterculture revolution and the CIA experimental drug use on kids in, you know, college campuses across the country, even without their knowledge and consent. What's going on there? The obstacle to this evolution, Timothy, is the Bible. Leary quotes Huxley as saying. Leary then added, we had run up against the Judeo-Christian commitment to one God, one religion, one reality that has cursed Europe for centuries and America since its founding days. Drugs that open the mind to multiple realities inevitably lead to a polytheistic view of the universe. We sensed that the time for a new humanist religion was based on intelligence. Good-natured pluralism and scientific paganism had arrived, and that's, in a nutshell, what we face. And this idea that, you know, commitment to one God, one religion, one reality, that's not necessarily, you know, that's interesting that devilish folks would put it that way, whether intentionally or otherwise. There is a litmus test in 1 John 4. Every spirit that confesseth not something, right? Test the spirits. Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because, why? Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. So it's just interesting. This is at the crosshairs of the discussion. Like everywhere you look, this, you know, the misrepresentation and the whittling away and the chipping away and the, you know, Pike's letter to Mazzini kind of stuff. It's everywhere. Everywhere I look anyway. And I don't think it's Bader Meinhof playing tricks on me. I think it's everywhere. I think it is the zeroed center of the battle. So the Barry Popick thing, we got to play Chris Hedges. I think I'm going to wait because we're running close to a break now. But, you know, speaking of this, like, what's the answer? What's the answer to all of this? Maybe Hedges is just another misguided Christian too, like so many others. Maybe that's, you know, why he's saying the crazy things that he says sometimes. But in any case, he's confused. Either he's confused or he's, you know, on the other team. How do you know? Because of the solution that he advocates. And it's a fascinating thing to me that, you know, there are some folks who seem to be able to articulate the problem extremely well. This gets back to, I think, things like the discussion that Lark and I have had about Hayek's Road to Serfdom and these, you know, pilgrims, for example. I mean, you got the Fabians and you got the pilgrims and you got these guys and those guys and everybody's, you know, we're going to make a kinder, gentler. Why don't we all just leave people alone? Everywhere you look, it takes all of us. We all have to, whether it's the Lucius Trust or Hillsdale College, everybody's saying we all got to be in it together. Why can't we just leave each other alone? It's a curious thing. If I didn't know better, it seemed like, you know, everybody is operating under that Luciferian, nay, satanic impulse that the Lucius Trust work of the hierarchy speaks of. The plan that includes all people on earth everywhere. Really? I didn't sign up for it. Why can't we leave each other alone? What's really going on there? Anyway, the solution that Chris Hedges advocates, speaking of this quote that is attributed to him, is, I think, worth mentioning. Because I wouldn't call it much of a solution. I would call it the same old problem, the same old revolutionary germ that, you know, kind of out of the frying pan into the fire kind of thing. That's what I would call it. We'll give that to you when we come back. Stick around.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
world. A lover for all that's inside, eh? The freedom of wars, gun or riots. The freedom of police, pack parking lots, guns, bombs, serving up an art and my own world.
Welcome back. All right. Let's see here. We can do this real quick. So Chris Hedges said it all. Whoops. And that's not how to do that. Multitasking is bad for radio. I'm just going to say that. Took me a second. I'm going to try this. This should work. Let's just do it this way. Easier. So Chris Hedges, Berkeley, California. Never mind the fact that Berkeley's misspelled. That's okay. Talk in 2010, KPFA fundraiser. And the whole thing is, I don't know. Strange. 2 minutes, though, is all we're concerned with. I think we can play that before we go out. Listen to this. This is the solution according to the Chris Hedges of the world. Go ahead, please.
Are as intoxicated and blinded by their own headlong rush toward death and destruction as they are by the search for erotic fulfillment.
We preceded by this quote,
where doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, government destroys freedom, the press destroys information, religion destroys morals, and our banks destroy the economy. The turmoil in the Middle East, the implosion of national economies such as those of Ireland and Greece, the collapse of states such as Somalia and Ivory Coast, the increasing anger of a beleaguered working class at home and abroad, the growing, desperate human migrations, and the refusal to halt our relentless destruction of the ecosystem on which human life depends are the harbingers of our own collapse. They are the consequences of the idiocy of our elite and the folly of globalization. Protests and movements that are not built around a complete reconfiguration of American society, including a rapid dismantling of empire and the corporate state, can at best only forestall the inevitable. We will be saved only with the birth of a new and militant radicalism, one that defies all formal power structures, including the Democratic Party.
Stick around, we'll be right back. History,
but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization. Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.